Good news, everyone!
It's Jake Seeley.
And there's a surprise in your cereal box.
I'm great! Everybody else sucks!
Let's get dangerous!
Yes, sir, random kid I just met!
It's time to check the lid.
Oh, wait, you serious? Let me laugh even harder.
You know what?
You just made the list!
Hooray! People are paying attention to me.
It's all in football.
Sure, we talk about it all the time.
Really?
No, burn.
What is up, you ducks? It is week 5/6. Getting into middle of October is coming up here. And six is, yeah, the six kind of was the third waypoint now. Like, it's just weird with the 17. But anyway, we're talking waivers. We're talking week 5 reactions. It is all football. Make sure if you go to the FTN, which Meany's getting ready for the hockey season and all those great bets, there's actually a special package over there. But as well, code ALLIN gets you 20% off. And everything's over there at The Athletic, including the waivers tonight, midnight. Well, Monday night, midnight, whenever you're listening to this, it might be already out, including worries. But we're starting with the good stuff, not the bad stuff. Not the worries, Lauren. The good stuff. The good stuff is a lot of running back performances, a lot of big scores. If you're like me, you just want to quit your fantasy league. I know the feeling after last night. Finally have the best week of my season, and yet I get a 200 burger put up on me. That's how things roll. But this is why we play double headers, so I get my first half of a win so far. Anyway,
yes.
I faced Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. Oh, that wasn't even the worst. No, that wasn't even there. There was more in his lineup. I had multiple 30-point players against me. But one of the 30-point players you might not have expected, and this is where we get to a worry / good thing, all in one right out of the gate. Zach Moss mossed the Titans. He went off. I just tweeted this a little while ago. This is actually the biggest game since Christian McCaffrey was a Carolina Panther to have against the Tennessee Titans run defense. It's the first 30-point game since he did it way back in 2019. There was a few 20-point games in 2018 or 19, because there was a few. Let me go back in the year. So 2020 was the defense wasn't so good. Like AJ Dillon had a 20-point game. There was a few others in there. But Saquon Barkley last year in week 1, over 20 points. Nobody got 30. Nobody got close to 30. Just over 20. The year before that happened one time. James Robinson. Remember how fun James Robinson was?
Oh gosh, that was a good time.
Jonathan Taylor is back. I tweeted this morning, or this time yesterday morning, I said I would still play Jonathan Taylor as like RB20 is about where I had him. I said if you have multiple top 20s and you don't want to risk it, don't. But I don't want to see 20 points, 15 points on my bench. I wasn't expecting that to come from Zach Moss. We see players come back in their first game not because of injury, and they get the entire workload. We've seen it via 50-50 split. We've seen it happen like we just saw with Jonathan Taylor. I think part of it was because of how big Zach Moss was. I mean, he went off, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Are you excited for Zach Moss if you weren't able to trade him because nobody wanted to trade for him? Are you concerned for Jonathan Taylor? Are you excited for this offense who is now being quarterbacked by the great Beowulf Gardner Minshew? There's a lot of takeaways from the Colts in general. Like, what's your thinking just from what happened yesterday?
Just from what happened yesterday, it's kind of hard to tell, but I'll give you my gut reaction that I believe in. I'm not worried about Jonathan Taylor. I still think that you can probably continue to try to sell high on Zach Moss because I don't believe that is going to be his backfield rest of season. I do think that Jonathan Taylor, just with his skill set, as absolutely explosive that he is, will de facto end up taking over and be the majority running back.
But do you think it's going to be more of a
committee
share that we've seen?
It is a committee. It's going to be a committee for sure.
Hold on. From the great Scott Angle way back in the day. By the way, my video, if it's like, see, it's like bumpy and everything like that. Yeah, my computer crapped
out
Saturday morning.
He's in darkness today.
I'm really far away from the cat camera. The computer that I'm using doesn't have the processor. This is why I had a desktop for all the videos for everybody out there. You just listen on podcasts until I get this fixed. I'm running 15,000 wires off my laptop over here because my desktop crapped out. This is what happened.
Fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. No, I was gonna late great Scott. Well, it's late, not late. He's not dead. Scott Angle. I don't know. It made it sound like he was dead. Worked with him for years.
Just sat next
years
to him
ago
in Canton. I don't really want to.
I know. Help me bring it to this industry. He said this right out of when I first started. Timeshare is two. It's a timeshare, Lauren. Committee has to be three or more. So it's not a committee.
Excuse me.
It's a timeshare.
Timeshare. Pardon me.
Oh, I cut you off. I thought you were going to. I was going to let you finish your thought because I've jumped in on you.
No, not at all. Actually, you came in right when I was already finished. I do think this is going to be a timeshare. However, I do believe that it's going to be a little bit more Jonathan Taylor towards the end of the season as opposed to Zach Moss. But I am wearing my shirt today. I don't know if y'all can see it. It says, this is some boo sheet with a ghost on it because I smashed the under on a lot of Zach Moss on player props and was gassed on majority of my lines that had to do.
I don't want to talk about that.
Anyone going up against the Titans. It was super fun.
I had a big, nice 30 for 10 times on prize picks, which Devon, Achan, over 50, easy, smash.
Yep, smash.
What was it? Jalen Warren, over receiving yards, easy, smash. Juju Smith-Schuster, under receiving yards, easy, smash.
Smash.
And then Isaiah Pacheco, over 57 and a half rushing yards, and he gets 56.
Oh, I know.
If you want to like cap off my weekend with like this unbelievable, like I understand everybody's frustration out there. You did not want to actually text my buddy who we were supposed to talk during Sunday Night Football. I said, do not bother. We will talk on Monday Night Football.
Oh,
I changed my team name in my home league to unbelievable. Like that's now my team name. So let's talk
about some more
good stuff. Look, Jonathan Taylor is still going to be, they didn't pay him not to be the lead, but I don't know if. We might see a little bit of a, I'm trying to think of a similar backfield. I was going to say Aaron Jones, A.J. Dillon, but the similarities aren't really there. The new A.J. Dillon, the stinky A.J. Dillon. I say 70-30 split. I think it's going to still go back to Taylor, but faster.
I agree.
Where's your concern level? Let's actually, you know what? Should we go good or bad? I was about to go bad.
But... Let's go, you know what? Let's just top off your sourness and let's start with bad. And then let's round it out with some good.
Okay, so let's do some good. That's what you wanted?
Let's do some good.
No problem. No, Earth of Sourness. You get to talk about the guy you hate. You hate Miles Sanders. Hate him. Friend of the show. Hate him with all of your life. This is two straight weeks that Chuba Hubbard has been involved. This is a complete timeshare for the least past 2 weeks. The question here is how much is it injury related? This is two straight weeks of Miles Sanders being limited in practice. Less limited, question mark, than he was the week before, but still 2 weeks of come Sunday. It's been a split with Chuba Hubbard, who hasn't done a ton, but at least it's concerning enough. Would you try to buy, I guess it's bad, but like, is it Miles Sanders enough to say I would buy low if somebody's completely worried that he's not even an RB2 anymore? Because I think I think it's just a health issue. No, you just hate Miles Sanders.
I am just staying as far away from Miles Sanders as I possibly can. I don't believe in it. I don't believe in the offense either. I think they need a full year with poor Bryce Young. You know, as the rookie quarterback behind that atrocious offensive line. So there's a lot that's going into this besides just my hate for Miles Sanders, which is not true. I don't hate the young man. I just don't like him in fantasy football. I am completely staying away. If you can try to sell low, if you can get rid of him and get something back, go for it. But I'm staying away. I'm not touching it.
If Miles Sanders has had a flat tire on the side of the road, you would just laugh and drive by.
I would like, not. I would stop and help. I might laugh a little bit, but I'll
still probably
help.
Throw your drink at him too.
I would not. I don't waste. Deal with I don't that. Waste. Jerk. I don't waste beverages like that.
Oh, see, there you go. All right, back to the good then. How about that? Because I did that.
Let's do it.
Kyle Pitts, are we happy or not?
Okay, I'm happy, I don't believe it.
If you didn't drop him. For weeks and weeks and weeks on end, you're immediately selling high, correct?
Yes. Now, go. Exploit the hype and hype trains, as our buddy Jake Seeley says.
On Sirius XM. Let's say if you were playing the tight end roulette and you're kind of chasing the lower level of the Zach Ertz 1 week and maybe Kylan Granson in the matchup and doesn't hit. Like if you were playing that roulette situation, would you go pick up Kyle Pitts if somebody dropped him?
I don't hate that, but I'd actually go for Jonnu Smith.
Jonnu Smith over it? Like this is real. This is like
this
legit
is real. This is how this is real. I think that this was a fluke. Not to say that he won't have weeks upcoming that could be good, but I just do not know when that is going to be. And Jonnu Smith, let me see if I can find the numbers on him. He has been not annoying if you happen to have him in deeper leagues, but he's actually been pretty decent. Yeah, he's gotten over 6 fantasy points. Last week it was 12.5. This is in half PPR scoring. This week was 7.7, so it wasn't monster, but at least you got consistency. But he got 6 receptions. I mean, it's like 67 yards. Last week he got 95 yards. He seems to be the consistent tight end in that offense, which is gross, and I don't want to deal with that. But, I mean, it'd be between Jonnu Smith and Zach Ertz, but I'm just staying away from Kyle Pitts. I don't want to deal with a headache.
Pick him up and
fantasy football is obnoxious enough. I don't know why we play this stupid game, but I don't want to deal with any more of it.
All right.
I know it's true, but
this is more frustration here. You got two injured quarterbacks. One being, by the way, it's so dark you can't even see. This is Boba Pet. See, because it's a dog with a.
I always love your t-shirts. You're so clever.
It's Boba Pet. I fix the camera. I'll figure it out. Well, actually, fix my computer. Anyway. Daniel Jones, Anthony Richardson hurt. Daniel Jones doesn't sound as serious. Neck issue, although the neck issue kept him out. I think it was four or five games. They shut him down at the end of the season that year. So it's relative. It at least probably sounds like 1 week, if not more. But Tyrod Taylor, revenge. We got two revenge games this week. Tyrod Taylor against the Bills. Yeah, and Gardner Minshew facing the Jaguars. But Gardner Minshew is going to be a few weeks because Anthony Richardson, AC joint. Actually, they called it a grade three. So it sounds like this could be a long one. When you have two guys almost about 700 pounds land on you at the same time.
It hurts.
I think most people are going to separate a shoulder with that one.
I'd be dead.
I would just die. Oh, yeah. I was just like you. There'd be like a cartoon. They get up and I'm just a pancake. Like that's just like, it's just like they peel me off the turf.
Yeah it's like the anvil that falls on.
Yes, that would have been me. That would have just been a separated shoulder. It separated everything. I'd just be dust.
Yeah.
Anthony Richardson, though. Gardner Minshew back at quarterback. Josh Downs flashes and he's continued. Like he flashed at the very beginning of the season with Anthony Richardson. And I was excited for that because I said the fit was better. But Anthony Richardson as a passer is inconsistent because that's who he is. And that's what we expected from him. The one consistency about Gardner Minshew coming in is he does pass more. And he does not only like Michael Pittman, he also likes Josh Downs quite a bit.
Does.
I think if you need wide receiver help, and I want to double check myself because I've been a Josh Downs guy, like go stash Josh Downs, go stash Josh Downs. But is the Gardner Minshew for potentially 3 or 4 weeks enough for you to say, hey, I'll go pick him up over Marvin Mims, who still can't break through?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, that's like Jackson Smith and Jigba. Like that's how far we're going.
Yes. I'm high on Josh Downs, especially with Gardner Minshew coming in. I believe he had three receptions from Anthony Richardson. I think it's receptions, not targets. Don't quote me on that. It's one of those two. And then he had three receptions from Gardner Minshew. That to me just kind of says he's quarterback proof with either of these two guys. So, but especially with as much as Gardner Minshew passes, I really, really like the opportunity for Josh Downs. And I think he's only rostered in like 20% of leagues. It's like he's available everywhere. Like if that. So, I'm very high on Josh Downs as well, specifically for the next 3 weeks. And I think once that really starts clicking in that offense, I think that he can be pretty, pretty sneaky for the rest of the season as well.
If everybody's watched, I just chuckled because I'm going to get to the question in a second, but people have been watching the show for way too long to know like already in my brain where I'm going. I wasn't going to this player next, but hold on. There's a player before I get to him, Mr. Nice Guy. I was going to say, Lauren, you're Boo, who does nothing in this offense just because this offense does nothing, but would you drop Wandell Robinson for Josh Downs?
Yes.
Okay.
Which hurts my soul. But
I was going to say, for everybody out there, that's a big one.
I love Wandale Robinson so much, and I don't know why. But I would. So, I would drop Wandale Robinson for Josh Downs in a heartbeat.
If I had a knife right now, we would get censored by YouTube because I'd be cutting my heart out live on camera, stabbing the knife in it, and putting right on the counter right here because the next question from Mr. Nice Guy was drop Jahan Dotson for Josh Downs. My knife in my heart, taken out of my chest, put on the table. Here's the problem. Yes. You know why? Because I can't control what Sam Howell and the offense is doing. I can't control Eric Bieniemy, who everybody sat there and watched on Thursday Night Football and said, why the hell is Terry McLaurin, like not even Jahan Dotson, why the hell is Terry McLaurin standing on the sidelines? Like I was in full panic mode. I sat here and Nicole's like, why are you on your computer when I watched it? I was like, I'm trying to find out what happened to Terry McLaurin. And everybody was doing it. I opened Twitter and it was like, everybody's, what the hell is going on with Terry McLaurin? Nothing. Eric Bieniemy's like, Jahan Dotson, off the field. Terry McLaurin, off the field. You know who I need to get out there?
Dyami
Brown and the remaining corpse of Jameson Crowder. That's who needs to be on the field when we need a score. Like, so you can't control it. Like, first of all, Sam Howell wasn't consistently targeting Jahan Dotson outside of the first quarter. We joked about that after the first 3 weeks.
Yes.
But he's spreading the ball around. You have two of the top wide receivers talent-wise on your team who basically equal about 30%. Not, I think it was 28. 28% of the team's target combined. So I have concerns with McLaurin, but McLaurin's at least still out there as a wide receiver three. But I hate to say it. I wish it wasn't true. Put Jahan Dotson on the Chiefs if I could, but Jahan Dotson's droppable for Josh Downs. That was a long way of saying yes.
It's funny you ask that, Mr. Nice Guy, because that's exactly what I'm doing in a majority of my leagues that I have Jahan Dotson. I'm actually dropping him for Josh Downs. Doing that exact thing. So it hurts my soul because you know how much I love Jahan Dotson as well. He's our baby, and this sucks. But it's not about him. It's about the offense. Like you said, it's about the enemy. It's about Sam Howell. Nothing we can do about that.
No, I can't. And I love what Sam Howell's doing. I got that one right 100%.
Yeah, agreed. I was right there with you. 100%. I think Meany was the hater.
On Dotson? No, we were Team Dotson. This
no, Howell.
Team Dotson.
Howell.
Oh, Howell. Oh, yeah. He hated Howell.
We did. I love Meany. Howell.
So coming also out of the Thursday Night Football, we were excited and loving the fact that two games in a row, that was on pace to be the second game in a row that a lot of Khalil Herbert, another top 20 finish, and maybe not an RB1 finish, but it was there. And then he hurts his ankle. And we watched in the game, and he's jumping up and down the sidelines, tried to come in, left again. And, like, and if you watch the play, it was kind of like, eh, like he kind of looked like he tweaked it trying to go for that reception. But whatever it is, all of a sudden, he pulls the Saquon Barkley and the whole, oh, it's a high ankle sprain. And now Khalil Herbert's out for multiple weeks. Rashawn Johnson's dealing with a concussion. However, it was Thursday Night Football. We just saw Luke Musgrave, who's playing tonight, is coming back from a concussion in the 10-day window. So, Rashawn Johnson, is he the best waiver claim this week? Because McLaughlin might still be out there, but Javonte Williams was questionable all the way up till game time. We have Tajay Spears, but that's still not happening unless Derrick Henry gets hurt. We have the situation with the Cardinals and James Conner's hurt, and so you have DeMarco and then Keonta Ingram, who hasn't been out there but was originally the lead. So it's Rashawn Johnson, right? Like I'm saying all this to say there's other running backs, but nobody of the level of Rashawn Johnson, even though he's dealing with a concussion. Agreed?
I don't know, man. I really liked what I saw from McLaughlin. I'm not going to lie. McLaughlin is McLaughlin or McLaughlin? I've heard it pronounced both ways.
Do we need to A-chan check this one?
I think we need to A-chan kit. I don't know. I tried to do something there. It didn't work. I really like what I saw from McLaughlin. And I know that Peyton likes to run multiple running backs. He kind of looked a little bit better. I think if you need a long-term solution, I think I would go McLaughlin or McLaughlin over Roshan Johnson. But if you're okay and you need a spot start, I would go Roshan Johnson.
I'm trying to pull it up at the same time. Oh, and I don't even think it's a spot start. I think this is Rashawn Johnson and Khalil Herbert.
You think it's going to be Rashawn Johnson the rest of the season? This is like his window to come in and take over.
Unless he falls flat on his face, what is Khalil Herbert coming back to? Like potentially, he's going to get Wally pipped.
That's kind of true. Dang it! Now I don't like that. Take it back. I don't want to believe it.
I'm trying. You know what? I'm just going to call it. Like I'm just going to. What was the the guy from Family Matters. Why can't I think of his freaking name? The one with the glasses. Help me out, everybody. Urkel. I'm just going to call him Urkel.
I was going to say Urkel, White? And I was like, but you can't forget that name. Okay.
Thank you, Fox. Yes, Urkel. I'm just going to call Jaleel Urkel, whatever your last name is. That is your new name. He is Urkel, but he's much better. He's Cool Urkel. You remember Cool Urkel that one time?
Cool Urkel was awesome.
Yeah. We're showing our age, by the way. There's a lot of people might be listening and being like, what the hell are these boomers talking about?
What's an Urkel?
that's like a functional body thing, like in the bathroom. I had an Urkel.
Yeah, I had an Urkel. It's a reverse Samson.
Oh, my God. Don't go back there. There's a few more concerns. Ramondre Stevenson, another dud.
Infinity Duck.
Infinity Duck. That's what I was going to... Because duck. Here's the thing. Is there even frustrated with him in the passing game? And Ezekiel Elliott's getting used in the pass. Like, the biggest thing about Ramondre Stevenson still being a top 15 running back was like, hey, look, he did it last year without a ton of carries. A lot of it was the passing game usage. Now, this has nothing to do with how bad Mac Jones is and how bad the offense is that the Patriots are frustrated with Stevenson and his production and his, I guess, lack of efficiency. Oh, yeah, Stephon Urkel. That's who it was. Thank you, Joe. In the receiving game. So you say Infinity Duck. You say, like, we're full on timeshare here. This is full 50-50 going forward. And now, because of how bad the offense is. Whoa, hold on.
I would not start the offense if I didn't have to.
I was going
to
say, you can't start either of them.
No. You can't.
Would you pick up Zeke in case he takes over? Is there a world? Okay.
Yes. And I actually did that in a majority of my leagues where I could. I picked up Ezekiel Elliott just in case because I was worried about Ramondre Stevenson coming into this season. I know he's Chris Meany's like favorite running back of all time besides Nick Chubb, but I didn't know if I just believed in this enough. So I would rather take the value of Ezekiel Elliott. So I got Zeke in a lot of places and I'm hanging on to him. I'm not dropping him. But this offense is atrocious. It's absolutely terrible. Absolutely terrible. And that does not help Ramondre Stevenson either. So he's got a lot going against him right now. And I just don't think you can start him.
Okay. It's bad. Well, some more good that you can start. Breece Hall's restrictions were lifted. He is free. We freed Breece Hall. And not only did we free Hall, he did everything anybody could hope for. He was top five running back minimum. I mean, that would be even if Aaron Jones went ham tonight and Josh Jacobs went ham tonight. Like, because he's outside of Zach Moss. It's Zach Moss him. And that's about it this week. The question for Breece Hall is, though, because it's still the Jets offense, because it's still a frustrating situation, is he top 10 going forward? Or is this a sell high opportunity for you?
I am a hold. I'm not going to sell high on Breece Hall. I think he does have potential to... No, not top 10. RB1. I'll put him top 12.
So you put him at 11 or 12?
Yeah.
Just missed the cut?
Just misses the cut. But he's just so explosive. And what he's able to do...
If I could get the damn mouse to work, because incredible. The freaking computer can't hold the processing power to have a mouse connection. Like, so let's run through this real quick before we get... So I think I could get him inside your top 10. Here's how.
Okay.
Let's go.
Yeah,
let's
I would not be surprised if you could.
Christian McCaffrey, we know, is one. Austin Eckler's returning, so I know you would take Austin Eckler over him. All right, so yes. you're not taking Aaron Jones. You're not taking anybody from the Steelers, who, by the way, Jalen Warren might be actually happening at this point.
That's becoming a thing.
Like, we're waiting and waiting and waiting for the Steelers to do it, because you can't. The Steelers keep giving Najee Harris the bulk of the work, but it might actually finally be happening. So we only have two. Saquon Barkley or Breece Hall going forward.
Oh,
yeah,
that's a good one.
I know that's a conversation you need to have.
It's a really good one. I still think I'm going to lean Saquon Barkley, but that is a tough one.
I would actually take Breece Hall.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it.
Offense in general. Okay. We'll call that 2.5 right now, just in case.
Okay.
We're taking David Montgomery. I'm not even letting you argue against that one.
Oh, no.
Because I know you agree. All right. So DeAndre Swift.
Yeah, I'll take DeAndre Swift.
Okay, David Montgomery, DeAndre Swift, definitive top 10s. No James Conner. James Conner's hurt anyway. Kyron Williams or Breece Hall? I'd take Breece Hall. Okay. Josh Jacobs, Breece Hall?
Oh.
I'd take Breece Hall.
I'm thinking about it. I'll go Breece
Hall. Josh Jacobs is getting all the work, but that offense is... Breece Hall.
He hasn't looked very good to me so far.
Nobody on the Patriots. Alvin Kamara, Breece Hall?
I'll take Breece Hall.
Okay. We're going to get, like, look, Jonathan Taylor or Breece Hall?
Breece Hall. Oh, my God. He is in my top 10.
I'm telling you, like, Jonathan Taylor, I think that would be, that's a tough one. Devon Achane.
I'll take Achane.
Breece Hall. Okay, I'll take Achane. There is no, you're not taking Jerome Ford. Joe Mixon, Breece Hall?
Breece Hall.
Okay. Nobody on Chicago. Bijan Robinson or Breece Hall? Bijan. Just barely. It's close though.
I'm right there with you. I'm gonna go with you on the Bijan. Did you see his friggin' one-handed catch that he like caught and then put it on his hip and then was like
Did you see Aiden Hutchinson's interception one-handed?
It was the same thing. It was like, this is amazing. I love football.
Kenneth Walker or Breece Hall?
Oh, gross. I'm gonna do Breece Hall.
Okay. And then close, Minnesota. Though. Madison,
Breece Hall,
Brian Robinson, Baltimore, Derrick Henry or Breece Hall?
I'm going to have to go Breece Hall. Derrick Henry's my RB2.
You might even have Breece Hall close to your top five. So Breece Hall.
It actually sounds like it. I don't know what I was thinking.
Well,
I don't do my own rankings. I cheat off of Chris and Jake. So
here's the thing. Even if not, let's say Derrick Henry, Bijan Robinson, Saquon Barkley, and like even Kyron Williams and Josh Jacobs, they're all in that same tier. Like, we legitimately have Christian McCaffrey is in a world of his own. He's like, there's not even an island. Like, he's in another universe. He's in the multiverse. He just controls everything.
I love it. Yes.
Like, and then you can start talking about the rest. You could even say like, there's just a giant tier, including Achane and Eckler and all the rest. But, you know, point being, he's definitively top 10. All right. So a few more things before we get out of here, as I try to get this stupid damn mouse to work. Anybody want to buy me a new Alienware computer or something. Just anyway, continuing. Cam Akers, I brought up Alexander Madison. Cam Akers, 40%. He got out there.
Was it up to 40? I meant to check that and I didn't have a chance to do it. It's at 40% snap share.
I mean, I was doing quick math off the top of my head. I could see what the exact number was, but yeah.
I can actually leave
him the exact number. How concerned are you? I'm going to try and pull it up while this.
I already told you I was concerned. I was concerned for Ty Chandler.
No, but I mean, we got to give out ducks today.
Oh, I'll do 4.
Okay. I'm trying to like pull it up right now to find out.
I know,
think
I am
3.
Too.
He's still in the lead. I'm going to True Media to pull out the exact number. But I mean, again, my computer, like I think the mouse, or not the mouse, but the like the gerbil inside of it, running on the wheel, I think it's dead. I don't know. We might have to open it up.
You poor thing. You are literally having a bad weekend. Not as bad as my poor husband, but pretty darn close.
All right, then last one before we get out of here, as we'll figure this out. This is what the Wednesday show is for rankings. Let's see. We talked Jalen Warren, talked Burrow. Oh, one good thing, one bad thing. Joe Burrow, was that enough for you to feel like he's back?
Yes. I feel much better. Yes.
He still didn't scramble too much.
But he did enough. He did enough scrambling.
I was gonna say,
that it was
the
like,
weird thing,
okay,
again,
okay.
Look, I told you, like, ignore the reports on Sunday. Do you know what the report was on Joe Burrow on Sunday morning?
I ignored them, so no, I didn't see it.
Joe Burrow is probably still a few weeks from being 100%. Like, that was the report on Sunday morning. So
don't ever look at those. Unless it's like someone is out. Don't
But see, I, because of that, I didn't move Joe Burrow up. Like, because that was the information we were already going off of. I had Joe Burrow as like 15. I was like, I said, like, if you can avoid playing him until we see
it. It was a surprising performance. So I don't think that was ill-advised of you to do. I think he vastly outperformed what we expected him to do. And I was especially impressed with the scrambling that he did. And I don't necessarily think he had to do too much more. But what I did see of it, it was like, okay, whew, let's wipe that sweat off the brow. Okay, we're back. And we're back. That? Thank you, Joe.
Pew?
It's about time.
Pew, pew. Pew, pew. Off the brow. All right. I finally got it. Running back touches. Yes, it almost was. It was 55% of the running back touches for Alexander Madison, 39% for Cam Akers, and then a whopping 5% for Ty Chandler.
Yeah, according to FTN, it was 29% and 51%, but that may not be updated quite yet. But we're still talking about...
Are you looking at snaps? That's probably snaps, not touches.
Yeah, I'm talking snaps. Excuse me. I was doing snaps.
Touches.
Gotcha. I was doing snaps.
Yeah, so that's why. Almost 40% of the touches. So there you go. Cam Akers legitimately a worry for Alexander Madison.
Yes.
And then the last one before I get out of here, the Lions wide receivers. Because we love the Lions now. Marron St. Brown should be back. But if he's back, do you think it's Jonathan Taylor? Yeah, it'd be terrific. Jonathan Taylor on that team too. Josh Reynolds, who had a great game. Or Jameson Williams is going to get more annoying as we go forward. As for Josh Reynolds' value.
I think that Jameson Williams has potential to be annoying every once in a while.
You only get to choose one on waivers.
Between Reynolds and Jameson Williams? I'm going to go Josh Reynolds.
Ooh, I'm going Jameson Williams.
I don't hate that either, but I just like what I've seen from Josh Reynolds. He's been clutch in the, you know, clutch performances. That was clutch twice, and I hate it when I do that. But he seems to be that guy...
Clutch.
Yeah, I know. He's so clutchy, so matchy-matchy. He seems to be that guy that Jared Goff is looking for outside of Amon-Ra St. Brown, whether or not Amon-Ra is on the field or not. So I do like that chemistry that they have built up already. I like the trust that they have. So I'm hesitant on Jameson Williams. I know he's just back. He's barely played at all in the NFL, so I'm sure he could be a really big play explosive Gabe Davis-type player. But if I want to go for a little bit higher floor with the possibility of a higher ceiling, I'm going to stick with Josh Reynolds.
All right. Well, then before we get out of here, here's the exact number as I pulled this up as well. It was 55% of the touches for Najee Harris and 44% of the touches for Jalen Warren.
That's getting close.
61 rushing for Najee Harris, 39 for Warren, but 3% of the team's targets went to Harris and 9.7 went to Jalen Warren. So we are now in a full blown timeshare there, and it can only get potentially worse for Najee Harris.
That's annoying.
He might be donezo. But we're not donezo. Well, we are donezo for today. Follow Stepmom Lauren at Stepmom Lauren. Code all in over at FTN. Apple Podcast, whatever. Again, we got
to
know.
Yeah, come
some people
on.
Tweeting that they still, like, it keeps crashing. When they, there you go. Thank Report you, the Fox. Concern. jerks. They still haven't fixed it. So please, if you can rate and review and you haven't yet, and we'll be back on Wednesday with Meanie for ranks for week 6. It's going by too fast.
It is going by too fast.
Goodbye from the darkness.
In the light. Thank you.